This podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Friday, August 22, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Guy Copans. Making headlines today. Minerals and Energy Minister Boyewa Sonjika said on Thursday that South Africa would put in place measures to ensure that diverse energy resources are available to the economy. The energy sources should be in sustainable quantities and at affordable prices. She said that the legislation was a concerted effort to ensure uninterrupted supply of energy. Sonjika stated that the new energy bill was seeking to guarantee the adequate investment in energy infrastructure. It would also seek to put in place measures for the holding of strategic or contingency energy feed stocks and energy carriers at a national level. On Thursday, Gauteng Local Government MEC Dorothy Mashlangu said that the conversion of electric geysers to solar-powered geysers by Eskom was not working well. She said incentives were needed to ensure that individuals actively take up the process of the conversion of geysers. Mashlangu emphasized that the country needed to ensure that it acted collectively to promote security of supply of electricity. She said that South Africans needed to start thinking out of the box to ensure that they conserved resources for security of supply for future generations. DRD Gold CEO-designate Neil Pretoria said on Thursday that the troubled deep-level ERPM gold mine was very close to breaking even. This was after eliminating water pumping costs and laying off 239 people. Pretoria said that the age-old Boksburg gold mine had succeeded in a government-backed water plug-in project that would save the company 49 million rand a year. ERPM has succeeded in isolating its ore body from the rest of the Central Rand Basin in the last quarter. The mine has been bearing water pumping costs since its inception.
But from that point onwards, there's most definitely existing surge capacity. So ERPM would be more than capable to produce the 40,000-45,000 odd tons that this additional layout would provide. The aggregated tons would be about 45,000 tons. And that would put it very much in the same league as where Blyfour currently is.
Also making headlines, July inflation is likely to accelerate on increased power prices. The International Iron and Steel Institute says world steel output was up 6% in July. Eskom shuts down a unit at the Coburg power station. Canadian and Chinese owners target 2011 commercial startup for a new DRC copper mine. Xstrata eyes a $15 billion loan deal for its Lonmin purchase. And DRD Gold says its top star mining right has been granted. In political news, South Africa honors Nelson Mandela with a statue outside a prison where he was held. It's showtime for Barack Obama and John McCain at the US conventions. Zambia's president is to be buried on September the 3rd. And climate talks start in Ghana. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.